Streets and shop windows throughout Zimbabwe's capital Harare have been adorned with Chinese flags. Local newspapers in Zimbabwe have also been focusing a significant amount of coverage for the past 3 weeks on the China-related topics. Mabasa Sasa, editor of the state-owned Herald and Sunday Mail national newspapers in Zimbabwe, says his hope the Chinese president, who the newspapers have been calling Uncle Xi in their editorials, can help solidify and create a number of new economic agreements for the country.
This visit, what it does is it adds impetus to those deals that have been signed. Some of them were signed last year when President Mugabe went on a state visit to China. You're talking of energy, infrastructure, water, health, agriculture, mining. It's a whole range of industries. So what this visit does really is it adds impetus to implementation of those projects.
Zimbabwe's state-run power provider has already managed to secure a $1.2 billion loan from the China Export-Import Bank to upgrade its power generation capabilities. Numerous other deals covering areas such as infrastructure, agriculture, mining and transportation are expected to be signed. Chinese authorities are also set to be in talks about opening up new areas of financing to give Zimbabwe access to much-needed lines of credit. Christopher Matswangwa, Zimbabwe's former ambassador to China, said despite a slowdown this year in Chinese investment in Africa, Zimbabwe has continued to enjoy increasing Chinese investment since the country's independence in 1980.
So nothing is going to stop this relationship from achieving prosperity for the two peoples of Africa and China, for the two regions, developing regions, Africa and China. This is what we are going to see being discussed in South Africa at the China Focus Summit. It's a landmark event marking the maturity and of a relationship which has still got so much more to offer to the world.
China has been Africa's largest trading partner since 2009. Chinese ties with Zimbabwe formalized by Chinese diplomatic recognition after its independence from Great Britain in 1980 have remained closed for the past 35 years. China's engagement with Zimbabwe has prompted a significant number of Chinese companies to set up operations in the country. Li Haiyan, head of the Chinese Chamber of Commerce in Zimbabwe, says the influx of new Chinese help in Zimbabwe would be greatly appreciated.
Chinese companies' development has the support of local governments and people of Zimbabwe. The general investment environment is very good. However, in recent years, Zimbabwe's economy has not been doing well, which has been hindering the growth of Chinese companies in the country.
Following his time in Zimbabwe, Xi Jinping and his counterpart, President Robert Mugabe, will head next door to South Africa for a three-day forum on China-Africa cooperation, which the Chinese president will chair. The Chinese government has rolled out around 900 assistance programs in Africa in areas such as agriculture, health and education, and has also provided technical training to some 30,000 people in Africa over the past 3 years. For CRI, this is Li Jianhua.